I'm Rob Dreisline, and this is from the pages of the Outdoor News, brought to you by Onyx Hunt. In addition to the legislative, congressional, and presidential race that drew voters to the polls a couple weeks ago, there were a couple ballot initiatives around the country that were of interest to outdoor folks, one in Colorado and one in Florida. I'll tell you what they were and what happened with them when we return, but first...
Sick of eating tag soup? It's time to own your odds this fall with Onyx Hunt, the GPS hunting app trusted by millions of hunters. Now you'll have access to nationwide public and private land ownership information, waypoints, optimal wind for each stand, tracks, and much more. All at your fingertips. Go to onyxmaps.com/hunt and use code ODN20 at checkout to receive 20% off your membership. That's code ODN20.
Welcome back. Beyond their local races, sportsmen and women across the country were following a couple of important ballot initiatives, one in Florida and one in Colorado. Florida voters passed Amendment 2 that will preserve forever the right to fish and hunt in the state. With its passage, Florida became the 24th state to adopt such a resolution. Ballot measures in Florida need 60% approval to pass, and this one passed easily with 67% of voters. Out west, Colorado sportsmen and women enjoyed a major win when Proposition 127 failed. The proposition would have banned hunting and trapping of mountain lions, bobcats, and lynx in the state of Colorado. About 55.5% of voters cast ballots against the proposal, the first time since 1992 that Colorado voters have rejected a wildlife ballot proposal. Opponents said the Colorado proposition would have opened the door to future hunting bans and removed decision-making power from the state's wildlife management professionals. I'm Rob Dreisline, and this has been from the pages of the Outdoor News. Learn more at OutdoorNews.com.